Hello. Hello, everybody. You are now listening to 60 Seconds on K-Chung, the best radio station in the universe, and you just heard an amazing performance. So thank you for that. And now we're going to play some music for you and have a fantastic time. It's a crazy night in L.A. Another techno festival has colonized Chinatown and
rave.
Brought tons of cops and scantily clad women. So if you're into that, come on down. And K-Chung is going off the hook right now. Tons of people. It's a great time. I'm covered in beer and it feels fantastic. Anthony's wearing camo like always. Digital camo. So we got a lot of hot hits coming at you. So enjoy. This is 60 Seconds on K-Chung, the best radio station in the universe.
Mustache.
as relaxation. No such thing as relaxation. No such thing as
Oh yeah, this is 60 Seconds on K-Chung, the best radio station in the universe. I just wanted to remind y'all what you're listening to. This is 60 Seconds featuring Nick and Anthony. Yeah, digital camo, beer. Stick shift. Swap me.
You ain't nothing but a queer.
Anthony, you tell him, man. You tell it like it is, man.
You downshift, you upshift, you drive.
Drive, drive, drive. We drive it home, all the way home. Everyone else can't even hang compared to 60 Seconds Radio.
You feel the face. You feel the face. Feel your face with your feet.
Hurt too much about.
People in the ghetto.
Heard too much about the working class
motto. People in the ghetto.
I don't know life if you aren't shooting a suit. Rushing this poor cause the rock is
delayed. Heard too much about
a million people in a factory and office. Or when it's something missing, living their last days.
Working class motto.
There's no fudge, get away from the pay. Under the intention of the bank, don't see. Right in the shop, watch your eye go. Lying on a beach with a social elite. Working out the fall, if I was to have more. Vehicle abuse, love them all true. Where are you been shooting bullets in the fridge? Domestic violence, do you need?
Heard too much about
rounds of the survival rules they wrote. Tennis to freedom, round to the throat. On the battery, choose a family. Choose what school, no choice at all. Choose what church, allow you to run. Choosing your power, choosing your hour.
Ah!
This is 60 Seconds Radio. I thought I'd take a little break and tell y'all what you've been listening to, especially you, Joy Linda Jenner. I know how you like when we tell you what we've been playing, and that also is a fantastic idea. So let's go through here. We started it off with, you know it, Sparks. The song My Mustache from Angst in My Pants. Fantastic album. After that, we went into Smirsch. Forgot the song, but it was off the album Cassette Pets. Then we went into a song called Relaxation by Seth Price off an album called Army Jacket. It's been reissued recently. It's awesome. Seth Price is also a fantastic contemporary artist. Very smart stuff. Very artsy. After that, let's see, what did we play after that? Oh my God, things are going crazy. Oh yeah, then I think it was a band called Child Pornography. It's a band, I swear, with a very misleading name. Sung by them. Then after that, of course, the one and only Les Georges Leningrad, off an album called Do Hot Dogs Mondar Chow. It's in French, because they're French Canadians, and that's why they're fucked up and weird. And then after that, we went into Crass, a couple songs by Crass off Stations of the Crass, one of the best albums of all time, in my opinion. And then after that, we went into Total Control, that song that goes ha 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 ha, off an album called Henge Beat, a fantastic album that I believe is either just heavily influenced by Philip K. Dick books, especially The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch or something like that. There's some weird conspiracy going on in those lyrics. And then right now I'm going right into a favorite song of mine that I play all the time, MSQ No Extra by Black Marble, a fantastic new band. Kind of guys that dress in all black and get tons of pussy, I would imagine. And Anthony's cleaning up here, because like every Sunday, everybody likes to party. And me and Anthony, especially Anthony, clean everything up, because art school teaches you how to do a lot of things, but it does not teach you how to clean up after yourself. You're listening to 60 Seconds on K-Chung. Yeah, Anthony says, fuck you, art school. And you're listening to 60 Seconds on K-Chung, the last bastion of hope for all weird motherfuckers out there that aren't in art school, that can't go to art school. It would be impossible to go to art school, although the idea of it is entertaining and almost surreal. It would be a dream. It would be a nice thing to do, to make things, to express oneself all the time. Yeah, but no, that's not an option for certain people. Certain people like us, just average guys, man, trying to make a living, you know, stealing things, you know, doing what we gotta do, you know,
like cleaning counters,
flipping dollars, stealing pants, you know,
selling meth,
shooting cops, fucking just getting down. This is the way it is on our side of town, man, Southeast LA.
It's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things will never be the same.
And they will never be the same. But while the world may constantly be changing, but you can count on me and Anthony and 60 Seconds on K-Chung, the best radio station in the universe, to be there by your side no matter what happens, because we love you and we're here and we accept you. We accept you with all your flaws and imperfections and everything, because that's just the way it is. Things are always changing, but we're here for you. Thank you.
Look at all this dirt. Imagine living, eating, sleeping, relieving oneself, daydreaming, weeping, but mostly waiting in the room the size of your bathroom. Now imagine doing all those things, but mostly waiting for the rest of your life. Imagine waiting, waiting, waiting to die. I don't have to imagine. I live in one of those rooms, like about 3,000 other men and women in 38 states across the United States. It's called death row. I call it hell. Welcome to hell. Each of the states which have death rows have a different system for their execution cases, varying from the relatively open to the severely restrictive. Some states, like California and Texas, allow their execution cases work, education, and/or religious service opportunities for out-of-cell time up to 8 hours a day. Pennsylvania locks its execution cases down 23 hours a day, 5 days a week, 24 hours the other 2 days. At the risk of quoting Mephistopheles, I repeat, welcome to hell. A hell erected and maintained by human governments and blessed by black-robed judges. A hell which allows you to see your loved ones, but not to touch them. A hell situated in America's boondocks, hundreds of miles away from most families. A white rural hell where most of the cage captives are black and urban. It is the American way of death. Contrary to what one might suppose, this hell is the easiest one to enter in a generally hellish criminal justice system. Why? Because unlike any other case, those deemed potential capital cases are severely restricted during the jury selection phase, as any juror who admits opposition to the death penalty is immediately and automatically removed, leaving only those who are fervent death penalty supporters in the pool of eligible jurors.
That's fucked up, y'all.
It is argued that to exclude those who oppose death and to include only those who supported death was fundamentally unfair, as the latter were more conviction-prone. The United States Supreme Court, in a case titled Lockhart versus McCree, said such a claim was of no constitutional significance. Once upon a time, politicians promised jobs and benefits to constituents, like a chicken in every pot to get elected. It was a surefire vote-getter. No longer. Today, the lowest-level politico up to the president use another surefire gimmick to guarantee victory. Death. Promise death, and the election is yours. Guaranteed. Vraiment. A vote for hell in the land of liberty, with its over 1 million prisoners, is the ticket to victory. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Created by God, because he was up in heaven. He didn't have nothing to do but
roll around heaven all day.
And his woman was bothering him, right? You know his woman.
Why don't you do something, God? You could be somebody. With all that magic stuff, you know? The devil doesn't know half the stuff you're doing. Look, he's filthy rich. He could have a car and everything. All you do, just laying around the house, getting high. You're gonna get busted too.
So everybody wants to keep their woman. So God decided to make people.
Don't mess with the trees, people.
Is he gone? I think so. Hey, this is great. What is it? Who cares?
I warned you, young lady.
And time passed, right? You know.
Hold it, space. Okay, time.
And we came to the time known as. Hear ye, hear ye! King Arthur's court will now come to order. Prince Valiant.
Yoo-hoo.
Sir Lancelot.
Yady, yady.
Queen Guinevere, over here.
I, Christopher Columbus, claim this land in the name of Spain. Screw the engine.
Let us give thanks this day of Thanksgiving that we might be so thankful to be thankful. And it's good to be thankful that we're all thankful we're thankful. Huh? You thankful we're thankful?
Yeah, master.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
You want to stop singing them religious fanatic songs? Get to work and pick my cotton? When Johnny come marching home again.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
You ain't got to sing no more, brother. We free. Just pick the cotton. Why don't you hang the picture over there, Jesse?
Are you kidding, Miss Brown? The Titanic's... Do you have anything to say about the war, Sergeant York?
Nope.
It's a fine time to rest somebody. St. Valentine's Day.
Deutschland is the fatherland! All of it was Deutschland! Deutschland, they were all us!
Getting crazy now, 60 seconds on K-Chung, best radio station in the universe, yay!
Thank you.
sulfuric acid in the drill. I just wanted to have the person under my complete control to do with as I wanted. I'm gonna die!
is 60 Seconds on K-Chung. What is K-Chung? It's the best radio station in the universe. Possibly the metaverse. Every universe. All of them. K-Chung's the best. We're almost done here. Real close. And I think we really got back to the essence of what 60 Seconds is all about, which is a stupidly diverse mix of music. Stupid, ridiculous, crazy. That's what we like. And I'll tell you something we don't like. Art school. Huh? Nah. You heard it. Man. 60 Seconds. K-Chung. Figure it out. Maybe you won't have to figure it out. Maybe we'll talk a little bit. This song's really long and just kind of just lingers. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Joylinda Jenner. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Raul Esparza on tour with The Audacity. I hope you guys are all safe in that wonderful van. Drive sober, please. Shout out to Ruby Garcia, I love you. Shout out to Brick Mason up in Humboldt, smoking weed, learning college things. Anti shout out to art school. Art school does not get a shout out. They get a they get a shout out to fuck you, man. Whoa.
And I'm gonna say to Joylinda, you know, don't look at anything as a negative.
Turn it into a positive, one from negative to positive.
Just think about it as you escape the hell.
Yeah, because people like Joylinda will always come out on top. Even when things look bad, it doesn't matter. Because things will always work out. Because you're a good person. And a unique person. And people like you
because they always
do
have
good things.
Because they always have great things to tell you.
And they have character.
Yes, they
character
do.
Is an important thing. And success is relative as well. And I think no matter what you do, you will be successful. Because you're a fantastic person.
Everybody's fantastic. Do what you want.
Yeah, do what you want. Just don't piss in anyone else's salad.
Joylinda, you will be successful.
Joylinda, you are successful.
Number one fan.
Yeah, thank you. This is 60 Seconds. On K-Chung, best radio station in the universe, and we just got something else for you before we get out of here.
We gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
Actually, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So Jamaica.
Oh yeah, quick little announcement. Please send money to Anthony and I.
Yes, we're poor. Hear that? 1-800-MONEYMAN bank account.
Yeah, send us money, graffiti markers, moist panties,
food,
beer, weed, food, and
car parts,
CB radios.
Car parts, gasoline money.
Shoes. I need a new pair of shoes.
So do I. I need some shoes and some pants. Jackets for the winter. I need some headphones. Oh, somebody send me
Dr. Scholes.
No, somebody send me money for those Beat headphones.
Oh yeah,
somebody do that. Fuck you guys, bye.
Shit's gonna get crazy right now. Okay, so it's about exactly an hour. We started a little late because that's what we've been doing. Hold on 1 second. You know, we just been starting late, letting people go over. That's fine. You know, we're very, very courteous.
That's what happens when someone from Japan comes by and needs to set up and do their stuff.
I got a theory for you.
What's that?
You know, continents drift, you know, this continental time. Drift and such. Proven fact, geology. I think Japan is slowly floating into California.
As their radiation is?
Yeah, and it could be actually a fantastic thing. Imagine a crazy...
human fish?
Like Japanese...
Godzilla?
Japanese people, Mexican people, and people from Southern California could dominate everything. It'd have the best food, the weirdest music, the hottest chicks, and...
You know what else drifts? Time this weekend.
Ooh.
Time this weekend? What, like, what do you mean? You lost time? Oh, yeah, yeah. Time change. Set. Oh, we don't even need to, like, set clocks. Clock set us, man. Oh, hey, I got something for you. So I'd like to say to all the listeners to watch out at Walmart if you plan on stealing things. They're on some weird tip right now that involves, I don't know if they're like training employees to profile people they think might steal. But also, it's a lot of fun if you want to go down there. Don't plan on stealing anything, but just just act sketchy. There's a lot of plain clothes, narky dudes, narcs out there. And it's really fun to waste their time. And it's just a shame that they get paid to do what they do. Because, you know, it's just like, fuck them. I need a pair of pants. I need Dr. Scholl's. I need a new pair of boots. I don't want to pay for it. You know.
Theft. Stealing.
It's what's for dinner.
Fuck the man.
Indeed. Yeah, stealing's a good thing, though.
It sure is.
But you got to know when to do it, when not to do it.
All the time, every day.
You know, you got to evaluate... The ethical orientation of your stealing habits.
Only steal from the Goodwill and corporations.
Yeah, I feel bad stealing from Goodwill sometimes, but their prices are exorbitant.
No.
And they'll get all that shit for free, and they make money. Goodwill, and I do buy stuff.
Goodwill does not support anybody.
Really?
Goodwill makes the money, makes profit. They don't support.
Oh, okay. And I'll keep on stealing more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, steal from Savers. Fuck Savers, man. That's a thrift store in La Mirada.
You save no money.
Let's see, what else did you steal from? Grocery stores. What else should you steal?
What else?
Man,
candy places.
I would love to be able to steal from Amoeba, but it's just that place is on lockdown, man. That place is like a panopticon fortress. Fucking, you know, guards and towers with like high-powered assault rifles. I mean, I've never even thought about stealing from Amoeba Music, and I get fucking straight up narc-ass profiled every time, and I know it's happening, and it's fucking annoying. But yes, Radio Shack. Steal from Radio Shack. It seems hard, but it's really easy if you pick the right moment. It's all about timing.
What else?
What's another topic we can get out of the way real quick before we get out of here? What's the topic?
Fuck CalArts.
Yeah, fuck CalArts. I've never been there.
I haven't been there either.
Most of the people I've met from there are actually pretty nice.
Yep.
But in general, yeah, fuck them.
Going to school and paying that much money. Well, we're not talking about people.
Yeah, it's like good. You know, it's like good for you. You know, it's like right on and such, but. You know, I can't help but feel just left out.
Let's just go back
of their little of their little art world thing, you know. But theft is something they don't even need to do.
Wait. Oh yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, I think they steal a lot of ideas and appropriate them. But as far as like going out and stealing, covering your homeboy's or homegirl's back. Is something I don't think they really have to worry about.
You and can steal that, spray paint and
that
stuff.
Gives them a bougie air of Honkitude. Whiteness. Oh yeah, swap meet. Go to the swap meet. It's fun. They got this shit. It's like ice cream but made with water. I don't know, me and Anthony got it. I would recommend limon. Yeah, because it's not like ice cream. It's got no, I don't know. It's just like shaved ice.
It was so bomb. Mexican.
If you need to practice your Spanish skills, go to the swap meet. Oh, Vineland Swap like Meet, City of Industry. They have a lot of cool shit there.
If you need like a toolkit
for your car. 50 cents to get in. That's awesome.
$12 toolkit for your car, complete. Don't spend $60 at Home Depot. Fuck that.
Yeah, dude. I actually went there today with Ruby and...
Again?
Oh, yeah, because she wanted to go. But I would not recommend going on Sundays. Too many people, and a lot of the vendors are selling family stuff. Prices are higher. A lot of shit that like, I don't give a fuck about. But on weekdays, it's only 50 cents to get in. And they got tons of fucking random stuff. It's like a huge yard sale. We're getting out of here. This is 60 Seconds on K-Chunk.
Have a good night. Have a great morning. Drink some coffee right now. Bye.
And you watch out for that boof cloud.
Boof, boof, boof. We're going to be boofing all night. We're going to be staying up all night.
Yeah, get on the good foot and do the bad thing. Don't get caught. And always remember.
Be the bad kid.
That timing is drifting important. Backwards. Oh, yeah. And Japan is going to eventually collide in California.
And remember that timing is always drifting backwards. As radiation kills us all. And remember that fishmen will eat us alive.
Yeah. And you heard it. Straight from the horse's mouth. On 60 K-Chunk.
60 Seconds.
60 Seconds. Bye.